Sifshid Aleph Rabbi says, Simon Shin Chav Ches, we're page 328. Chole Sheish Beis HaKonim, Chole, who's a Chole Sheish Beis HaKonim, Sh'omdu B'yayim Shabbat Shtichlas L'Rufua. And he was assessed. Oh yes, the Mishnah Berurah, Shkayach. Thank you very much. That's right, very good. Okay, let's see, so just to get them all, right. The Ramah finishes off with the following scenario. Somebody who is forced to do a great Aveira. So this is not, the case is that somebody is forced to do a great Aveira, and the only way to save him from doing so is by doing a Chilul Shabbos. We will not do it. Mishnah Berurah explains over here with the following insight. So this decide is the Gemara in Shabbos that tells us we will not, although it's a machlokes, it's showing me exactly how it works, but we will not tell a person you do an aveira in order to save somebody else from doing another aveira. The case that the Gemara describes is the Gemara's case in Shabbos, beginning of first break of Shabbos, is somebody is somebody is prepared. Is starting to bake a bread, He's put the dough into an oven. And the question is now, if somebody else can save him from, if the dough remains in the oven, it will be melach. The first person will be over on melach the rice of oifer of bishul on Shabbos. Now, the second person who comes along, he could actually remove it from the oven, remove it, take it away from the oven, and thereby avoiding the first person doing malacha. But the problem is, by doing so, we're doing mukta, rediya sapas, which is nisad rabbanon, mukta. Should he do that? Yes or no? Should a second person do a malachas mukta, malacha, small nisad rabbanon, in order to avoid the first person from doing a greater Avera? Should he do that, yes or no? So the Gemara tells us that Ein Oimrim La'odom Chetei, we will not tell a person you do an Avera, Kedei Sheizke Chavecho, that the first person will save himself from doing an Avera. So do not take the bread out of the oven for the first person, and he will bake on Shabbos. You could avoid it by taking it out, but that's not your business. Because Ein Oimrim La'odom Chetei, we will not tell a person do an Avera in order to protect somebody else from a greater Avera. It remains a machlokes. It's actually a large machlokes. Does it always apply or not? But the way the Mishnah Berurah utilizes over here, he says that's the same rule over here, that we will not, you're not allowed to do a Chilul Shabbos from preventing somebody else from doing an Aveira. You will not. So if somebody is forced to do an Aveira, you do not have to Michal Shabbos to protect him from doing that. And the exception to that is, Achim Akfir Be'echon Megil Aveiras, Aveiras Gilulim Vigil Aveiras Vichshadom, if you're talking about the three cardinal sins, but if we are talking about one of the three cardinals, since it says a guy who forces a yid to do avodah zarah, and you could prevent that by doing chilul Shabbos, if you think that he will kill himself in order to, and he will not do the avodah zarah, and you can protect him from this event taking place, you should do chilul Shabbos. So generally speaking, we are saying, but if we're trying to avoid somebody from getting killed because it's a three cardinal sin, we tell him that he should do the Chilul Shabbos. Right, okay, it's a very important topic, it's discussed elsewhere as well, but the yesod that we need to take out from here is that we will not do an aveir in order to protect from somebody else from doing a great aveir. This is very again the Kirov world. It's very again the Kirov world. So if somebody is about to do an aveir, so would it be right or wrong to invite somebody, and you know he'll be carrying on, what would be a good example, you know he'll be doing an Aveira?
It's like if you invite somebody for the mitzvah on Shabbos, and you're like, oh, Mishpach, and you know they're not full, and they, you know they'll travel to the shul by car on Shabbos.
It means
that you don't invite them then.
Yeah, so that could be, that is a little bit connected. That's probably even worse, because they're actually encouraging somebody to do malacha. Because by inviting them, you're encouraging somebody to do melacha, and that could be worse. It's more, yeah. Do not do an aveira so that somebody else will gain from it.
Is that also in the case where what you're doing is in a very
midrabbanon, yes.
And they're doing,
yes, even then, yes, correct. Okay, Abba, so let's come and see if you dalef. Chole shesh b'zakonim. He chole was in danger. Chole shesh b'zakonim. She omdu b'yom Shabbos shtechlas l'refu yidua. The doctors have assessed, or the experts have assessed, that he's got to have a refu yidua, very specific refu, very specific medical support. Sheyesh bo melocha, chilul, melech es chilul Shabbos shmoyin yomim. He needs to undergo a certain treatment, a medical treatment, which takes 8 days. And this was decided on Shabbos. It was assessed and diagnosed. He needs 8 days of this particular treatment, starting on Shabbos. Ein Omri, we will not say, Namtin Adalaila, we will not say, wait until Moitzoy Shabbos, Venimtso, and it will turn out, Shaloi Nechal Olof Elo Shabbos Achas, if wait until Moitzoy Shabbos, then, for Moitzoy Shabbos count 8 days, there will only be one Chilul Shabbos. We will not say, wait until Motzei Shabbos and start counting, start the treatment then. Rather, Elo, Yasu Miyat, you are allowed to start straight away on Shabbos, Afal Pi, although, Shemechal Nerov, that the Chilul Shabbos will involve Shnei Shabboses, two Shabboses. So it does not matter. If there's an 8 days treatment, you may involve two Shabboses. If it's a Chol Shesh Pesakona. If we're talking about extinguishing the light in order for him to sleep, that's a discussion in Simen Reish Ein Ches. So we're learning now if there's involvement of, if the treatment is 8 days and it will involve two Shabboses, nevertheless it's permitted to mechal both Shabboses.
Would this come into the geder of someone who asked questions is shvichas damim? Or something along those lines.
If it's not, probably. You should be Zoris. Yeah, that's the Sif later. We're going to see later. Sifid Gimel. You should be Zoris. He should not wait until Moshe Shabbos. Correct. Yeah, he must not. Yeah. The question is perhaps what's the Chiddush in this? If it's a Chiddush Yesh Pesachon, obviously, why would you have to wait till Moshe Shabbos? Well, obviously. If we are talking about a Chiddush Yesh Pesachon, why would you say wait until Moshe Shabbos in the first place? And therefore you're going to avoid one of the two Shabboses? Obviously.
Answer, but human nature being what it is, it might be that the Mechaber felt he had to reiterate the Kedarim so that people don't try and be different.
Yeah, that would be very psychologically very well understood approach. It could be also, maybe another approach is that what some Achronim want to suggest, that it's talking about a scenario that there is no intrinsic danger by waiting until Moshe Shabbos. Here's a Chol Shesh B'Zakona, but it's quite safe to assume that if we only start the treatment of Moshe Shabbos, he'll still make it, he'll pull through. So there is a Chol Shesh B'Zakona, but there's no Sakona in delaying it until Moshe Shabbos. It's reasonable to assume that if we only start the treatment of Moshe Shabbos, he will still. Nevertheless, you don't have to wait. You can start straight away, and you can start the treatment on Shabbos, despite the fact that you're going to be two Shabbos involved. See if you'd base. Kshemechal on Shabbos, al cholish yesh b'zakone. That is a very important yesoid. Kshemechal on Shabbos, al cholish yesh b'zakone. Where, if, in a scenario that we are allowed to do chol Shabbos, mishtadlin, we attempt. Sheloi la'asos al idei einun yehudim, we will attempt. Not to do the Chil Shabbos through Goyim, Huktanim, minors, young children, Venoshim, and women. Elo, only. The only way we will attempt, if it's a Chol Shesh Pesachon, we will do the Chil Shabbos involved. Aladei Yisrael, we will do it Dafke through a Yid, Gdoilim, adults, Uvnei Das, with full cognitive capabilities and understanding. That's the opinion of the Shulchan. Very straightforward, Rabbi Yisai. There is no, don't ask a minor child to deal with it. Chol Shesh B'Zakone, you've got a dangerous situation. Don't say, you see a guy over here walking past, Don't ask the goy to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't ask a child to do it. Do it yourself. Do it yourself. Why? Why? Why is it better? It's a mitzvah. So you want to do it? Yeah. There's a bit more to it, but yeah, it's definitely a mitzvah.
Less Chol Shabbos.
No, you should do it yourself.
Yeah.
Less Chol Shabbos, why?
Because you're more cognizant of the Shabbos.
Ah. Less Chol Shabbos because you're more aware. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Lamed Gimel, first white line, Shlo Lasos. Hatam Kasav HaRosh, the Rosh writes, Mishum, because the Zimnin de Lesnu, at times you will not have a goy, child, woman present. If, in our minds, in our very limited memory space that we have, we are remembering that it's better to do it through a woman, better to do it through a child, so it could be that at a time where there will be no child or goy present, it might therefore be, I better do it through a goy, and I'm going to start searching for the goy. You may lead to a great danger. And therefore, we are just trying to, it's always easy to remember simple yesodas. The more complex, the lechatchile b'di'evet, attempt this, attempt that, it's very hard for us to memorize. A person, especially if it's in a crisis situation like this, you know, you have to be very strict, you have to be very basic, you know, everything more than one or two rules, a person will lose focus. So he's saying, you know what, if there's a sakana, do it yourself. And if you were to tell him, if there's a goy around, try to use the goy. Shulchan Aruch's opinion is, don't, because it could be that, yes, if there's a goy around, he will ask the goy. But it could be tomorrow, he'll be in an emergency situation, and there will be no goy around. He's going to start looking for a goy, because that's a remembered. And therefore, don't even bother. I hear it so much. I think it's so, honest, because people, especially in crisis situation, it's hard to memorize and to remember, to recall. No, what do you think?
We have a similar case with the the guidelines for like Hanacha dealing with the situation like that was sick person. We were only going to make like Gedarim for just let them
just go for it. Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. That's in line with this. Yeah.
So I hear that it makes sense by a guy or by a cotton who aren't, you know, mechuyav in keeping Shabbos.
But
what's the chiddush by Nashim? How is it any better, like in the original, you know, Havmina, that woman
will be better? Yeah.
They're just as obligated.
Just as obligated. This is true. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah asks very much your question. With regards to women, there's another rationale. So with regards to women, you would have thought perhaps that the second reason, that women perhaps will misinterpret and misunderstand the rule, and there will be Michal Shabbos elsewhere. And that's perhaps that. And so, by women is an extra reason. Don't ask the women to do it because they may misinterpret it, and.
What happens if there's just a woman
present? Yeah, do it yourself. But obviously, if you're the only one there, of course, Chilul Shabbos, of course. Of course, obviously, yeah. Continue the drama. We're not quite finished. V'yesh oimim. V'yimav shalas v'lo dichoi. The Rama says, one second here, it's not so poshut. The Rama says, v'yesh oimim de'im ev shalas v'lo dichoi uv'lo icho. If we're talking about a scenario, that's going to be very hard to define. If we're talking about a scenario that efsha lasos, it is possible to do, v'loi dichoi, without delay, uv'loi icho, without delay, alidei shinui, it is possible to do it through a shinui, in an irregular manner. Ois alidei shinui, you should do through the shinui. If it makes no difference in time, you could do it with the shinui. Ve'imev shalasos alidei en yudi, b'loi icho klal, and if it can be done through the goy, without any slightest delay, ois alidei en yudi, should be done through the goy. V'cheno again, that is the minik. But if we are concerned that perhaps the goy is not so keen and eager and fast and swift, ein lasos al din yudi, should not use the goy. Rabbi said, the Gemara says, it's not so posh at the rule of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch was categorically, he said, the goy, leave out the goy, leave out the cotton, leave them all out, just do it yourself. The Gemara says, don't say it so categorically and so radically. Rather, if it is, you're confident that the goy can do it in the same amount of time than you, ask the goy to do it. If you're concerned he may delay it a bit, then obviously do it yourself. But if you're confident it will be the same speed, then ask the goy to do it, as well as the Rama adds over here the shinui element. If you can do the same halacha through a shinui, the Shulchan Aruch didn't address that point at all. But the Rama says, if you can do the same with a shinui, do so with a shinui. If you can do the same halacha in an irregular manner, you should do it in an irregular manner. That's what the Rama paskens. Pardon? Yes, it is. It is. That you should ask a goy initially? The shinui, yeah. But I understand that it's very rare to find such a case. When could you do something exactly the same swiftness and quality when you're in a regular way? You don't even have to bother with it. Do it completely normally. The Mishtabuz adds a word over here, which might help. Sivkot Lamed Hei, we will need to get to Lamed Dalet shortly, but let's do Lamed Hei first because you're addressing it. Huvelo Echwa Ledei Shinui. To call Kama the Nuchalasa is Beheta, as much as we can do in a permitted way. Lo Shafge Etera Venase Beissa. How can we push away the Heta and do it in a forbidden way? So if there's absolutely no delay in doing it with the, do it with that in a permitted way. Venira, Dua Deni Maledei Shinui Mis Achat Ova Ma'at. And he said, even if there's no the slightest delay, rak the ena choli bohul, if it's not such an urgency, namis achim at kedelasa de shinui, if it's not an emergency, mamash, and you can wait these 2 minutes, it doesn't make a difference. You could do it with the goy with the shinui, it makes no difference. Kedelasa de shinui, the enelis of the rabbonon. However, I said the point that is the poskim this mention of here is misachat over ma'at. So we're talking about even very insignificant delay. Even if it's an insignificant delay, you should not do it through shinui, you should not do it through goy. I don't know, is there such a case that you can do it through shinui and yet things don't get delayed even slightly? There's always some delay. And obviously we're also talking about the quality being as good. And the treatment being as effective. Because if, obviously, if the treatment is not as effective, you're doing a bishin, obviously not. So Rabbi said, we're talking about, but the Ramah says, if there is an opportunity of doing it with a goy, or through a shinui, you should do it. Having said that, let us see Mishnah Bosef Kot Lamed Dalet. The Lamed Dalet was in the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, who said, categorically, you should not use a goy. When there is in that circumstance, there is chachamim, there is tamid chachamim there, gedolim, mitzvah lechatchila, las is chiludei alideihem. When there is chachamim around, do not attempt to send more the amratzim, or the simple people, or the basic people. No. If there's chachamim there, let them do the chilul Shabbos. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not, it's on the contrary, it's a mitzvah. Okay, and then the rest of it. So Rabbi Yisai, if a Yid is doing this, if it's a situation that a Yid is allowed to do it, and is meant to do it, then don't push it off. Don't push it off. It's a mitzvah to do it. And Chachamim should do it, Gdolim should do it, Tzadikim should do it. There's nothing wrong with it, obviously. Now, the only thing the Rama says, if there's no ichur at all, then one should do it through goy. Rabbi Yisai, I'll tell you what I witnessed myself once. I was once in an ambulance on Shabbos, and there was a goy there. What's the protocol in Edgeware? Well, my case wasn't in Edgeware, and there was a goyisha ambulance driver. It was outside ambulance, but the goyisha. But the Yid insisted. Is that so? Having looked at this more, why Why is that the rule? There's a goy in the ambulance, and Yidden Sist will drive the ambulance himself. We learned that according to Shulchan Aruch's opinion, it goes without saying. You have to do it yourself, ignore the goy. But according to the Ramah's understanding, if there's no dichoy, no delay at all, the Yid should not do it, and it should be done through the goy. Why, therefore, is the protocol in Hatzalah that the Yid should drive the ambulance? Why? What's the pshat in it? Pardon?
That's what he said.
Mitzvah?
Mitzvah is a mitzvah.
Don't give away a mitzvah. In the mitzvah aspect. It's a mitzvah. Ah. Okay, it's interesting because the Gemara doesn't say the words of mitzvah. We don't... it could be... I think the pshat is, the way I understood and I heard, the pshat is that you cannot compare a Hatzalah member driving through a red light with a goy driving through a red light. That's what I heard. That there is a certain... At the end of the day, the Yid feels, the Hatzalah member, he may not show it, but he feels he wants to get to that hospital ASAP. And he has that intrinsic. Is that true? That the goy will not have. He's also driving through the red, and he's also the blue lights arguing. But it's not the same. It's not the same. There's a slight those split seconds can make a huge difference. Look at the Mishnah Berurah's word in Sefkot Lamed Zayin Bechen Noyagin. Look at the words. The Av Shiochal Asal Ede En Yudi Mikol Mok Ma Yisrael Yizores Bedovo Yoseh. The Yid will have that additional pressure. Is that the right word? Tension. That subtle urgency, motivation that a goy will not have. So whilst yes, it's true that if we know for sure they'll both get at the same time, of course you're going to ask the goy according to the Ramah, but we don't have confidence in him. We think that the Yid will get there a minute earlier. He will get them in it earlier. And v'lachen af im yesh sofik atzal v'yesh takon v'viru kol ha'zoriz ha'rizeh meshubach. The Mishnah Berurah's word, the Mishnah Berurah is very much of the opinion that the Yid is going to get there first. The Yid is going to get there first. So it's that additional pressure that the Yid feels to will get to the hospital quicker. What the Ramah seems to be saying. Rabbi, so what do you think about this? Is that... So you've got a goy in the ambulance. You've got a goy in the ambulance who's paid as a driver. And you've got three Hatzalah members. It will be the Yid who's going to... What do you think about that?
My understanding was that Yid drives the ambulance to hospital and the goy drives it back.
Yeah, that certainly so. There is a head of, there is perhaps a head of driving back, but certainly there is a head of driving back because perhaps we'll need the ambulance again. Yeah, but that, in there won't be that rule that we just learned now that Kol Azor is a Meshubach and you should have to do through Yid. It's a goy present, and you should do the ASAP. Not all that, those rules will not apply. It's just in order to avoid Cholila, if there's another case, we need to have an ambulance available. So yeah, the goy will drive back. Yeah.
I have heard. There was a reason, I don't remember where I heard it, but I was kind of came up when we were learning this before. If an adult male, he puts on his talis and does these malachas, the farhesia, everyone's going to know he's doing it because it's b'kach nefesh. If anybody else does it, then there's always that the possible. It's not exactly more assignment, but people get the idea that maybe
it's not.
You're
so
supposed to be doing it.
And therefore, what a chilul Shabbos should not be done.
People are going to get the wrong idea about.
No, so I think that's. I don't know where that comes from because the Moshe brings the ayahs that there's no such thing as maris ha'ayin if something is done by heta.
Not more assigned, but people are going to. Think that you have to be more machmir about.
Oh, I see. Shabbos. But okay.
The other thing is that I heard from Rav Yisrael Pesach Feinhandler, albeit about a yuledis and not about pekach nefesh mamish, but that he said it's definitely better for two people to do a malacha together.
Yeah, but that would be by Yoledes. We'll get there. We'll get Yoledes is different. Yoledes is different because there's additional stringencies when it comes to Yoledes, which we'll address later. The whole simon of year is not really relevant to Yoledes. Just to finish off, see if you'd gimel kol azoris dechal Shabbos p'tavos sheish b'zakonah izem shubach. Whoever is zoris is quick, swift, and quick to do the chil Shabbos. He's praiseworthy. Afrili misakina imo tova acher kugun shepirish mitzud lalav tinoik shenafol anav v'tzad imo dogim. Now, even if you by doing the atzola, you're also doing other melachas, such as you're throwing a net into the sea in order to save a person who is drowning, cholila. And by doing that, you're also catching a good fish. Yeah, by throwing the net into the. So nevertheless, it's fine. Kugun shepirish mitzud lalav tinoik. There's a baby that fell into the sea. You're trying to save him, and by doing that, you're catching some fish on the way, and anything similar to that, that's still great, still doing a massive mitzvah. So any melacha that you're doing, and as a result of the hatzola, is still permitted and is still a mitzvah. Rabbi Isaac, we covered tonight, Yud Aleph, which is telling us the 8 days scenario, that it's fine, don't push it off till Matzah Shabbos, you can do the two Chilul Shabbos on two different Shabbos. We then learned Sif Yud Beis, which is telling us about that the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, never use a goy, never use a child, never use a woman, just do it yourself. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, Chachomim should do it if possible, and Talmid Chachomim should do it as much as possible. The Ramah disagrees slightly, and he says that no, if you know for sure, the result will be the same if it's a goy as well, and there won't be any delay, then you should do it through the goy. Mishnah Berurah does, however, say, make sure that it's really no delay if the goy does it. We then learned also the Ramah that tells us that if you're doing a Chilul Shabbos, be as quick as possible. There's a great mitzvah in that. And even if you're doing another melach on the way, it's still okay and it's still permitted. Good evening, Abba Yisrael.